Welcome to Nurse Educator Podcast. I'm Marilyn Orman, Editor-in-Chief of Nurse Educator, and with me today is Chelsea Lebo. Chelsea is at the College of New Jersey, and she's the simulation facilitator at the college, but I think you're going to enjoy listening to her because she has created such an innovative Facebook page for students for the nursing lab. And Chelsea, thank you so much for joining us for this podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Chelsea, could you just tell us what inspired you to create the Facebook page for the nursing lab? And tell us a little bit about your goals and maybe what other platforms you considered.
Sure. So when the COVID-19 pandemic hit in New Jersey, the college quickly went remote and the lab staff needed a way to communicate and support the nursing students. Our goals were initially just to have one place where the students could go to ask questions, to view lab resources virtually. And then we wanted to also offer lab classes and review sessions remotely. The reason we kind of looked at Facebook is we wanted a way to keep things fun, engaging, and motivating while being modern and accessible for the students. So when we started to think about the idea, we looked initially into if we could create a Canvas page because we use Canvas at the College of New Jersey. We looked at Instagram. We even looked at GroupMe app for the stream for the lab. And really, ultimately, Facebook was the platform that allowed us to accomplish all of our goals in the simplest manner.
I think a lot of our listeners are interested in how you did this Facebook page. Could you just tell us different components of the page and how they're used by students? And I want to just tell listeners, we have a wonderful article that Chelsea's written where she has a link to actually give you a visual of the page. But for our listeners, Chelsea, could you tell us about the different components of the Facebook group?
Absolutely. So the Facebook group has actually evolved quite a bit since we initially started it. It offers a ton of stuff for the students. So the lab staff, as well as our senior lab assistants, post at least one resource or motivator daily during the week. And this can be as something as simple as a review video from YouTube, a study guide. We do different polls or even a funny nursing meme. We also post important announcements for the department or volunteer opportunities that the students could have if they want to volunteer, you know, for example, like a flu shot clinic. And then lastly, we use the event tab in Facebook, which is very, very nice because you can create all of your virtual events within that tab. So we use this for virtual open lab, different study sessions, review classes, and even just coffee chats that we hold once a week that students can come in and just kind of relax and have a social event.
Oh, that's a great idea. Well, what do you think the greatest benefits are to students and as well as to your nurse educators and your staff?
I think the greatest benefit of all is that you have this streamlined communication and you're having as much of a connection as possible during this pandemic. It's also a safe place for students to learn and ask questions because they feel safe because it's the lab staff as well as our senior lab assistants that are there for them.
How have the students reacted? I bet they really enjoyed it, but let me hear from you. What have there been reactions been and kind of feedback to you about their Facebook group?
Yeah, we've heard pretty much mostly positives from the Facebook group. Students say that they enjoy the resources that we provide as they are beneficial to supplement what they're learning in class. And when the students attend an event, whether that be open lab or a review session, they always feel it was, you know, very helpful to reinforce the content that they're learning. The only downside that we've heard is that not all students have Facebook. That's some of the younger generation, that's kind of too old. So we found out that they do actually end up creating an account just to access our group, which is great. So that's worked out pretty good.
What do they use, the younger crowd?
It seems like they're using more just the Instagram Twitter and some of the other ones, but those platforms just didn't offer as much of the interactive environment that we wanted. So we kind of had to go with the Facebook.
No, but I think that's a good kind of takeaway for our listeners. The Facebook was probably gave you more benefits for what you needed to do for communicating.
Absolutely.
What's the biggest challenge with managing communication virtually with students, and how has the Facebook platform made it easier for you?
So as most educators are experiencing, it is extremely challenging right now to engage students virtually, as well as deliver more hands-on content virtually. So during this time of crisis, using something broad and familiar to the students to communicate and engage with them has been extremely to staff and the students. This platform has really allowed the lab staff to evolve quickly in the remote environment while keeping things, you know, fun and engaging for the students.
What advice would you give to educators who are struggling to connect with students? Or I think other advice too, for if they want to start a Facebook page for students.
I think get creative. Think about how the students socialize with one another. Utilizing social media has been truly a great way to get them involved, and is something that they are all very comfortable with. Also, talk to them. Ask them what they need more of or less of. What times are good for events? What types of events do they want? The more you show them that you want to help, the more that you tend to engage them, and the more then involved they will be. And lastly, I think have empathy, because it's such a tough time for everyone right now, and most of the students are experiencing much more stress than normal. So be there for them, listen, and let them know that they're not alone.
Well, thank you so much, Chelsea, for sharing this wonderful podcast with our listeners. And I think one of the takeaways I've had, there's been a lot of literature on problems with using Facebook, but that's been for conferences where you have to worry, like clinical conferences where you have to worry about patient information, grades, HIPAA, all of that. So I think this is a really innovative way of using Facebook and really not having to worry about patient confidentiality and that kind of communication.
Absolutely.
So I didn't know if you had any, do you have any other comments about that? If there's listeners who do worry about Facebook because of that, but it sounds to me like it wouldn't be an issue with what you've done.
Yeah, no, what happens is if we're doing an event, for example, say it's even if it's a case study or something, you would post the Zoom link within the event on Facebook. So it's not that you're necessarily streaming live on Facebook for the actual event. So it's more of that platform to kind of get everything organized. And you can post your Zoom links or Google Meet, whatever you use within there. So that way you would never have that opportunity to post patient information. So it really is nice that it kind of keeps it organized. The students can just hop in and be like, okay, what's going on this week in the events tab? Oh, great. There's a coffee chat. There's a study session. Oh, there's a nursing categories game. Great. I'm going to do this, this, and this. And they can RSVP to it.
Oh, that's just a great takeaway for us in the podcast. Chelsea, thank you so much today for sharing your innovative use of Facebook for students in your lab. And then this concludes the podcast today. If there's other questions, please look for Chelsea Lebo's article published in Nurse Educator.